after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Fetty Jane, and my girl, Chandler Mom. I'll be checking in a bit. But, man, it's another beautiful week on the show. So glad to be here with y'all. You know how we do it every Monday. We call it the Hot at the Dust Show, and that's where we bring you hot mess, hot news, hot music, and just hot interviews, too, man. We give you a little bit of everything. So definitely can't wait today because we got – we'll be kicking it. For those of you that don't know, you know, some of you that are new to the show, what we do every year in July. Every July, we do something called the Dust Model Month, and that's where we pay homage to different parts of the modeling industry, whether it's models, photographers, magazine publishers, MUAs, makeup artists, those of you that don't know, hairstylists, whatever, anybody in the entity of the modeling industry. We basically showcase them all month long, not only on the show, but on dustspot.com. We do tips and everything on there. There's different people you can mingle with on there as well. And everything is just about empowering people in the industry and trying to bring them together and making some moves that way. So that's how we do it every year. So today we'll be kicking it off with very, very special guests all the way from my birthplace, you know, the East Coast, you know, shout out to the East Coast, Trenton, New Jersey, was good. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring our special guest for the day on the show. She is one of the most beautiful women in the East Coast, hands down. I want everybody to give a warm welcome to my girl, Blue Dior, a.k.a. Blue's Clues. What's good? What's up?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So yes, you know, first off, you know, I want to thank you for linking up with the brand and our brand and just making some moves happen. You know, we always definitely love to see other people who, you know, that's always working with us. You know, not because a lot of people, you know, they feel like they're too hot, too cool for school. And they ain't got to work with nobody, and they better than you or whatever. But, you know, that's how you get stuck in one spot, thinking on one track mind. So, definitely, I appreciate you for your humble nature.
Thank you.
You know, definitely. And I see my girl, Taryn Lamonsky, my co-host of the most is in the building. What's up, Taryn?
I am. What's up?
What's up? So, yes, first off, I want to go into what you, Ms. Blue Dior. I want you to kind of tell us, first off, how did you actually get into modeling? And what? How did you come to, because you got both names. Both names are mysterious, and wondering how you came up with going those names. Blue Dior and Blue's Clues, both, you know, both those nicknames are like the eye catchers. So first tell us how you got into the industry, and then let us know what made you come up with those nicknames.
All right. When I was 16, when MySpace was popping, I actually had a friend who was like, yo, I think you should go to this casting. I think you'll do good with the modeling career. And ever since then, I've been modeling. Shout out to J Vels for that. Blue's Clues, because my favorite color is blue. And my cousin was like, I'm nosy, so it just came up with Blue's Clues. Not comparing myself to the dog, so we slashed the S's off and added the Z. As I got older and bigger things started happening, I wanted to slash the little kitty stuff off and actually give myself a well-known name. So I came off with, my homeboy came off with Blue Dior. Shout out to my boy Lou Hefner from Staten Island. He put that together for me, and now I'm still known as Blue's Clues, but I'm trying to be known as Blue Dior.
Most definitely. And the answer, that's how it is. You know, people go to their transitions and change their name, so I like that. You know, I thought you had some Blue's Clues pajamas or whatnot, and you was rocking them. You say, you know what, this is going to be my model name.
Well, Blue's Clues is actually a part of me for the rest of my life. I definitely have that name tattooed on me. So it's there, it's mine, it's not going nowhere. But Blue Dior is my more mature name, but I'm going to always be known as Blue's Clues.
Okay, most definitely. Yeah, I like the name, because it did stand out very well. It was like, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most definitely. So what we're going to do, probably give some more, give our interview some more. So I just had welcome you into the show, let everybody know who you are. We're going to go to a quick song break and come back. We got some more questions for you. Some more stuff we got coming up. We got my girl Taryn Lamont. Obviously, does the Turn Up with Taryn time, and that's where it gets real. Also, we're going to talk about the BET Awards. We got to get your opinion on the BET Awards. And then finally, we'll open the line for questions on the show for everybody. So there you go.
I'm definitely down. I ain't going the way I'm here.
All right, we'll be back. And I hear that New York accent. I go crazy when I hear my people from the East Coast. I go crazy.
Turn up time.
All right, so speaking of the East Coast, I'm going to put my boy XL on right here. This is Do It, right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, my girl, Tara Lamont, our special guest, Blue Dior.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Do it. Do it. Front line. Let me start it off by saying we in here. Acting out of character, you can get flipped here. I don't wanna fight, I just wanna party. Do a couple shots off of some girl's stomach. Light skin, dark skin, women and drinks. Do so many rounds, you forget your address. Pull up to a bumper like I'm about to crash. Lock her behind the ball like we in Alcatraz. Time she swag, I'm about to go to work. Moving like a stripper, shorty taking off a shirt. Dancing in the slippers that she carried in her purse. Laughing at niggas wearing pants tighter than hers. Some tats are fitted, a pocket full of money. Surrounded by seven chicks, I'm feeling kinda lucky. Shorty wanna show off, she back it down on me. All up on the wall like a crash test dummy. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right, give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it. I don't care where you are, I just wanna see you do it. I'm in here with my knife on, two-stepping, this is my song. She said she loved the way the ice on, and she wanna do it with the lights on. Shorty feeling it behind her, yeah, I could tell she a grinder. I said, where you get that wine from? Damn, She said she get it from my mama. Okay, watch her make it bounce. She ain't gotta try. Baby, that's a blessing. The devil is a lie. Sweating out her hair, yeah, she mad than a motherfucker. But it's all good. She get money from a sucker. Singles on deck. I'm talking about a big knot. Toss it in the sky, watch it fall like raindrops. Me, I do this for a reason. Now she all up in my ear like X when we leaving. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it. I don't care where you are, I just wanna see you do it. Bad girl, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Bad girl, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Turn around now, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Drop it down now, do it. I just wanna see you do it.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, in the building, your boy, back, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, City J, Terrell Levine, our special guest, Blue Dior, in the building.
What's good?
I'm being tamed. I'm just going to go out of nowhere like I hadn't had a panic attack and just go crazy with the questions. So you're going to be on your toes.
I'm always on the toes.
All right, so next up, okay, so you told us about your name. You told us about how you got started modeling. So next up, I mean, just kind of let us know, you know, as far as, like, the photographers you worked with so far, you know, who would you say would be your favorite photographers you worked with that have definitely kept you wanting to keep doing what you're doing in the industry?
I actually can't say I have a favorite photographer. I've worked with so many, and they've all been a blessing to work with. And my pictures with each photographer has done something different for me. So I really don't have a favorite photographer, because working with me is like being at the circus. I'm a clown. I make people want to work with me again. So it's like, photographer-wise, I don't have a favorite photographer. I love each and every one that I've worked with. The same.
Okay, I'm going to be tough on you. Because people know they come out here and they get them. All right, so I'm gonna make it a little easier. Who would you say your top three in no particular order? Because we all got, you know, we all love working with people, but we all do personally have people that we like working with, that we love work by the most. And I guess another way to make it easier, whose work have you gotten the most feedback from? I guess that'd be easier.
Like I said, it's kind of hard because, like I said, all my work, with different, even with different photographers, I've all got positive feedback from them. So I don't have a top three. I don't have a top four. I don't have none of that.
Good politically correct answer. Good. we're gonna get her, Terry. See, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as, like, talking about those shoots, like, kind of give everybody, like, they haven't got a chance to see your work yet, kind of work them into your world of some of the stuff you've done already as far as the shoots you've done.
I started off with runways. I have great runway experience. I can rip the runway. I can kill the runway. But right now I'm aimed towards a lot of eye candy videos. So, you know, I got a couple of eye candy magazines out. I was in Sunners, summer 2012, and then I was in Sunners Exposed 2013, and soon to be featured in Sweets. So you can definitely look out for me in Sweets magazine, and I'm aiming for other magazines.
Most definitely, and I understand too. One of the things you've done too, that you've done some work with, and you still to the date too. do work for DJ Self from Power 105.
Yes, I'm definitely am a Gwinning girl. Shout out to DJ Self. Shout out to my Power 105 team. Yes, I am a Gwinning girl. I definitely party hard with the man. I be with him on a regular when I have time. So I definitely do that.
Nice.
Now, as far as who's some of the other models that you personally work with? I know some people in their career is crazy. They've been in a career for years and they have never worked with other models. Who are some of the models you work with already that you continue to work with that you love?
I actually been a lonesome recently, but I have worked with so many female models and male models that I've worked with. I'll name two or three. Shout out to Bad Girl Suki T. She definitely is in our I Adore magazine. Go pick that magazine up. Vanilla Sky, definitely in that I Adore magazine. Go cop that. Male models, I've worked with Uvado. I've worked with so many models. It's like hard to just throw everybody's name out at the same time. I just named a couple that jumped to mind.
Now, as far as your chemistry, when you go into these shoots with working with other models, how do you prepare yourself? How do you build that chemistry to make the shot come out well for the viewers?
It's usually based off of how you approach the situation. If you come in with this think attitude, it might not turn out to be the best thing. But my thing is, it's a business. We about our business. That's what it is. We come to get work done, so let's get all the cattiness, and let's get straight to work.
That's the only way. It's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to my girl, Taryn Lamont, who is a fellow model as well for you in the industry. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it to her. I know she's sitting here brainstorming on you. Because, we're not going to let you off that easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're waiting for me to throw some shots at people, but I'm not that kind of person.
We're not about trying to throw shots at people. We just be trying to dig into y'all minds and get y'all, really dig into y'all minds that y'all be trying to get off.
Very true. But my first question is, what are your views on the modeling industry, like your positive views and then your negative views?
All right, so let me talk about my negatives, because the negatives is always horrible. For high fashion, I don't appreciate this size limit thing. I've been turned down from a lot of high fashion shows because I am, let's say, curvy in the hips. Other than that, I fit the criteria as a high fashion model, because I have a little booty cheeks and hips. I'm considered plus size. That right there kind of throws me off. It's just a lot of things, competing. It's basically competing for everything now. It's like a competition. It's to be in this magazine or that magazine, you got to fit this criteria to be on the front of this magazine. And as an upcoming model, it's kind of hard to get a front cover of a magazine, because it's like all these well-known discovered models that are just like, they're just taking over. It's like no competing with them when it comes to certain things.
Okay. And your positive views?
Positive things, I love what I do. I love me personally. It's not all about, getting the front of a magazine. Growing up, I felt like I wasn't the prettiest girl. And, outside of the modeling, I do have a job. And I have little girls that look up to me and, like, I want to be able to, they want to model, they want to do this. And I just basically tell them, they have their insecurities. But I also speak to them like, yo, you're pretty, you can do whatever you want. I put your mind to it, and that has to be something that you're really looking forward to do. So positive thing, I love what I do, but then I'm also kind of giving back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has its positive and negative qualms about it. I do love being in front of the camera, though. I do love the runway.
I hear that. I do. And I definitely agree with you on the high fashion, because what I, like, try to express to models, like, when you're in the urban modeling industry and what a lot of people don't tell you, I'm not even trying to bash it, because I started in the urban, you know what I mean? But it just gets to the point to where it's only so much money that you can make in the urban. Like, urban modeling built off sex and so much other stuff. And then when you try to be diverse and you try to go to high fashion, oh, well, we want you to be a size zero. Or then they judge you for previous pictures you have taken, you know, from the other model genre that you were, you know, in. So
yeah.
I say it's hard for models, and I definitely understand, because I done transitioned from both back and forth. I mean, I done had doors slammed in my face from people telling me you're too fat, and I'm not, you know, I'm not big at all. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes we're a little, like you said, we have more curves. We might have a little butt back there. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. I could agree with that. I wish they would change that. But how do you see yourself affecting the game? Because as you say, there are so many models that are coming up every day. So once you get hot, you know what I mean? How do you see yourself keeping yourself hot? Because there's always another female, always. It doesn't matter who you are. There's always another female that's going to have something more. Yeah, always. So how do you see yourself staying you with still being hot and still getting the same recognition that you deserve?
I basically want to say I want to stay humble to myself and to those around me. Stay humble and loyal to those who around me that has gotten me up there. And to stay hot is just, you know, to keep, I want to give off this vibe where people just want to be like, yo, I got to work with Blue again. Like, yo, she's mad fun. She know how to put her fun side to, you know, be strictly down to business. I want to be able to stay hot. I want to be able to do other things, not only just, you know, these magazines. Maybe I want to start my own magazine, maybe start my own little brand. Something where it's like, well, they can't forget my name as I'm, you know, still hot, but she's also making a name for herself in other little venues, maybe a little bit of acting, maybe a little hosting bigger shows, stuff like that. So, like, staying hot is not only staying in front of the camera and staying on this hottest magazine, but I can also do some acting, maybe giving back, maybe hosting some shows. So it doesn't mean purposely staying in the modeling career to me to stay hot.
Okay. I like that answer. I really like that answer. So as far as personal, now I have to ask that question for the fellas. Like, are you dating right now?
I'm actually single, but I am definitely mingling.
Okay.
Hold on. Where is it? Hold on.
I am actually single, but I definitely am mingling. Yes, I am single.
Okay. Nice. So what are some things that you look for in a guy?
Well, hanging over the roads over the past few years, I want somebody who understands the field that I'm in. Because of lately, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you're taking pictures, you're half naked with this photographer. I want you, first and all, I want you to understand the field that I'm in. This is what I do, and you have to accept it. Basically, somebody who's down for me, honest, you know, keep it 100 with me. And, you know, when I hit that rock bottom, I want you to be there when I hit it. And I want you to be there as I build my way back up to the top. I don't want somebody who's going to, I hit rock bottom and you're like, well, I can't be with you no more because you're not at the top. But then as soon as I reach the top again, you're like, well, you know, it was the past, you know, let's get past it. I want you to be with me from thick to thin. I just want you to rock out with me from at all times.
Okay. Now, I know, is it hard for you as far as dealing with men now? Because one thing that I learned along the way a lot of guys don't start seeing you for really who you are when you get into the modeling business. They start to see you for your image. So a lot of people come with the wrong intentions. They come with motives already, and then some of them have jealousy, you know? So how is it that you deal with that? Like, how are you so kind of trusting, or do you have a wall that's kind of built up to where, you know, you kind of just feel somebody out for a while, or do you just, you know, just try to trust them?
There is a wall, definitely is, but I try not to base anything off my past. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. Listen, I've been through this, but, you know, I'm not going to base what we're trying to build or what you're trying to build up to it. But as time goes, I do look for little things. You know, I try to get them out of this, seeing me as if, oh, my God, she's in the magazine, she's this, she's that, because I want you to come hang out with me when I'm with my girls and ain't no makeup on and ain't no weave or sew-ins in, and it's just me being me on a regular daily basis. So you get the best of both worlds. Like, well, I know my girl, she's just one person outside of the business, but when she's in the business, it's strictly business. And I want people to, you know, understand, like, I have my flaws, not always going to be at the top of my game. Yeah, I'm supposed to be at it, at the top of it, just in case the camera flashes me or I'm out in cameras. No, not at all. This is me before the modeling, and this is going to definitely be me after the modeling. So for the dating thing, it's just more like I need you to, you know, just be you. Don't judge me off of what you've seen or what magazine you've picked up or what you've heard. Judge, you know, treat me as if you wanted somebody to treat your mother or your sister, because I'm still that same girl without those flashing lights.
You know, I gotta intervene on that one, because, you know, that's how, for me personally, for me to judge a chick off how fine she is not, you know, not just off, oh, she's a bad mother. Everybody, you cut those filters off, they look like Beetlejuice, and you cut those filters off. But you still look bad, just a pair of sweatpants and a mustard and whatnot, and I still think you bad, and I want to be all over you like what I'm like, then you a bad chick.
Well, like I tell people, outside of all the makeup, I'm still this very humble, fun, have my retarded moments, I have my fuck up mode. It's just everything. So as everybody says, I'm just, you know, you're going to love me. You got to know me before the modeling, before the makeup. So when I meet people, I want you to know me as not the Blue Dior or the Blue's Clues, but as LaShawn, the female outside of the modeling world.
Okay. Yeah, I dig that. I really do. So tell us, what is Blue's style? How can you describe your style to us? Like, if we were to walk into your closet with Blue, and what, your manager don't call, and, you know, oh, you have, you know, 5 minutes, I need you here and there, and what would be the first few things you'll grab? Would you, you know, slip on a dress, jeans, flats, heels, what?
It depends on the where I need to be at type venue. If it's more like I need you here, don't worry, we got hair, makeup, and everything here, I'm definitely most likely going to slip on some sweatpants, some chancletas, maybe some leggings and a tank top and keep it rushing. But if it's I need you hair, makeup, it might come out to one of them sexy dresses, maybe, you know, some high-waist pants, you know, maybe show a little sexy but not always sexy. But, like, it depends on where I'm stepping out to and how glamorous they need me to be.
Okay. Very nice, very nice. So what do you hope, like, what level do you hope to get to, rather, and within, like, let's just say this year. Usually I say next year. Within this year, what do you want to accomplish in this modeling game?
Well, first I want to be a well-known name. Let's say, like, how can I say, Delicious, Tyra. I'm not saying I could be there within that year, but at least be up there where they do know who I am, and that, you know, people are like, they're looking forward to me actually getting out there working with them. Like, I want to be able to say I done hit a couple of magazines, I done did a couple of fashion shows, whether if it's high fashion or urban. You know, I've done a couple of videos. You know, I want to be known, and I want to be to the point where I don't have to seek work, where work is actually seeking me, where I'm being requested to be in this video or I'm requested to be in this magazine or whatever that case. I'm just getting to that point of more trying to, you know, expose myself before all the real exposure comes. So I can say, you know, I did it without this person and that person. I want to expose myself to everybody before I actually get exposed in other ways.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. So who are a few people that you look up to as far as, like, it could be in modeling, it could be, like, through the family, but what and who is it that keeps you pushing the way that you do through this, through your career, period, no matter what you want to do? As far as modeling, all your goals, what keeps you inspired? Who's your inspiration?
My grandmother. That woman there was my everything. She's no longer here. She was my everything. And, you know, my last words to her was, I'm going to do this for you, regardless of how long, what I got to go through, how long it's going to, that was my last words to her, was to do this regardless of what trials and tribulations I have to go through. So as many times as I'd be ready to give up, I just think back to what I said to her, and it just keeps me kind of motivated to keep going.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to another song, quick song break, and come back. We go chop it up. So we gotta get your opinion. We gonna go into a side track for a second, and we gonna get your opinion on BET Awards. I know a lot of people, they was watching me on Twitter going in all day, and they've been waiting for me to go in live. So we gonna go in. We gotta get, cause I saw your stuff on Twitter too, and I saw you was going in. So we definitely gotta get your we definitely gotta get your opinion. So we come back. This is my girl, Ruby the Franchise. Teresa and Stefan for you. Spoiled. We come back. We chop it up, my girl. Blue Dior about the BET Awards. It's about to get real, y'all. So y'all just sit tight. Don't move anywhere. I'll be back.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy the Franchise. Stefan for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah,
mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out, damn, she wanna, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know, I can throw it in the bag. Tell me no, I don't understand that. I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight. I just like to know I can get his cake. Every day is my birthday. I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on this trip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my bestie down the bag, just to mess my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it up. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stuff, so see what I'm felt. Plugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out, damn, she wanna, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so the spree never stop. Feed for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my truck, I go
dummy.
I know he loves me, yeah, I know he loves me. When he get that paper, he ain't hiding it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with that bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost, I forgot it though. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever comes short, I'ma need more. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new tips.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out, damn, she wanna, she can have it all.
I want that,
I get what I want.
Oh, and it's
I get
get what I want.
What the hell's he staring at
me
for?
I get what I want.
She must not understand.
I get what I want. Without a tantrum, touch for mantum. If you really lost them, lady, just the anthem. My pretty girls, break down, get your hands up. Say jack, step, I'ma need y'all to stand jack.
Yeah.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
Yeah.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She gets what she wants.
She buy out
anything she wants.
She buy out.
I ain't trying to front.
She buy out.
Whatever she wants, she can have it.
I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya.
Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her.
She can be my shopaholic.
How she do it, I can't call it.
Cause she buy out. She buy out.
All right. I'm gonna try to be good. I told you it's very important. I was gonna try to be good when I do my commentary about the show. I try my best. I got a rule. So every award show, to put the Facebook away from me and put Twitter away from me, because I know if it's by me, I'm going in all day. And it, I didn't do that, so everybody, no one was safe from me. No one was safe. Just want to go ahead and make that disclaimer before I even continue the rest of my discussion. So before we even get into the details, I'm going to actually each your scale. Before we even get to the details, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the BET Awards? I'm going to go with Blue New York first.
I'm going to say a 9, but a 10, but only because of a few things in just the whole show.
Don't say it yet, because that's what the rest of the fun still starts. Okay, so your final answer is, what's your final answer on your number?
I'm going to go for a 10.
A 10? Okay, all right. All right, a 10. Okay, Terry Lamont. I see Terry. That's why I could wait, Terry, today. I saw her their commentary. Terry, what's your rating?
It's not high.
I already know, because I saw you discussing.
It was ratchet this year. I'd say I would probably need to give them a 4.5 in my book.
Dang, 4.5? Okay. All right, before we get to Bobby chose our answers, I would say mine's about 8.75. I'm getting about 8.75. Now,
8.75.
I'm going to go ahead and go to each of y'all. Why? It's a Blue New York first. We're going to you. Why did you pick 10? Because yours is the highest one, so you got to pick why you picked 10. Because I'm going to go with the positive before we tear it down. So why did you pick 10?
I'm going to go, the reason why they got a 10 for the whole package, the shout out to the Jamaican part of the show. That was a turn up part of the show.
Yeah, that was
if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't watch it next year. I probably wouldn't watch a repeat of it. But that is the reason why that show got a 10. I'm going to give Chris Brown his props. He did his thing. And, you know, I might say Ciara might have put a half of an inch of why they got a 10, but the 10 came basically just off the Caribbean part of the show, hands down.
So basically, you're rating a certain part of the show, mainly.
Basically, that you know, once that happened, you know, that zero went to a 10. Like, I was bugging out, jumping up and down. It went from a zero to a 10. Okay, I'm lying. It went from a 2, because Chris Brown did do his thing, and then it went to a 10. Like, I had my neighbor knocking on my door, like, are you okay? Because I was jumping off the walls. I was like, yes, this is what an award should be like. It should never be the point where you're like yawning, like, oh my God, I wonder what else is on
one
television tonight.
All that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that
okay.
tip came from the Caribbean part of the show.
Right, all right. So, okay, so, all right, so I got to give my comment. But I'm saying Terry for last, but Terry said four, you said four and a half, Terry? That means Terry got a lot to say. All right, so our biography of mine was 8.75. Now, I'm going to start now. I'm going to throw y'all for a loop because what I did was I included the pre-show, too.
Oh, I watched that.
Now, oh, yeah, pre-show. Let me start by saying the pre-show. If you just watched the awards, you would have been good. The pre-show, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw so many video game characters on that screen do it. I mean, one, for instance, okay, on Instagram. Instagram was having a ball going in, and they saw exactly everything. I was saying, I tweeted, because we can even go look at the time of the tweet. When I tweeted something, way before people started going in on Instagram, I said that boy, Fresh Montana, looked like the freaking dude from Assassin's Creed. With that freaking hoodie on, Snake, whatever. What the heck? He went shopping and the kind of and cut some snakes up or something, put his jacket in. I mean, he looked like he was in Assassin's Creed when he put that hood on. I said, God dang, this fool's going to pull a knife out and assassinate somebody. That's what he's been ready to do. And then his pants. I mean, what the? I had people dying. I said, like, he. Like, look at his pants. I didn't know what the heck was going on. He was, like, a mix between tacky and jazzercise or something. Like, I don't know what the heck he was doing. Like, dudes wearing leg warmers? Like, when did that start happening? Like, I'm trying to figure that out. And you're in hot-ass L.A., and this is what you decide to wear in L.A. So that was driving nuts. that boy Trinidad James outside looking like freaking Miss Silly from Color Purple. That was killing me. But I'm going to tell you why I gave a good rating this year. Last year, Terry, you talking about 4.5. Last year got a freaking 3.5 on one of these big days alone. This year versus last year, the guys came their damn pants up. I'm sorry, people can hate on me, say what you want to say, but y'all know me, y'all see me in person. I am an advocate for people not sagging their pants. I'm sorry, and yes, I am a young person that said that. I just don't see why I need to see your drawings. I just don't understand that. There's no legitimate reason you can give me why your pants are hanging down to your knees. This year, the guys came to their pants up. Shout out to that. They invested in belts this year as part of their accessories. Big ups to the belts, and they weren't showing the drawings. Like, That was one of the key themes. The guys are very Nicki Minaj. You're one of the reasons why we're low. We're one of the reasons. I told you I had a lot to say, y'all. So go with it. Nicki Minaj is one of the main reasons why we're going to take the score down, because she decided that, and this happened last year. It was my pet peeve last year. You know they're going to block out the words. You know they're going to want you to do the edit version of your song, right? When
exactly.
Your performer, half your performance is bleeped out, that should be telling you something. Wait a minute, I'm cussing entirely too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand it. Like, are we just going to continue to be oblivious of that? Because if she was on Billboard Awards, she wouldn't be pulling that stunt. Like, let's be ratchet. Are we on BET? Let's be ratchet. But I give her some points, so I did see how she felt. And like you said, the reggae one came on, and Nicki Minaj said she got tested. And so y'all just see me. I was over here and turned up. Because it was, like you said, Blue, it was crazy. Like, I liked most of the awards. Look at me, I liked most of the awards, which is why I gave the score I gave it. But when that happened, it was so unexpected. And when they said anything can happen, but I was like, oh, they're just talking. They're not really doing nothing. That's like saying anything can happen yet. But when that reggae dance hall session came up, everything changed. It just really made you say, Wow. Hey, I think right there and there, had the DJs, and I have a pet peeve about that. Some of you DJs that play the same stuff and go to every club, y'all carbon copy each other, and y'all don't never play no reggae or nothing down here in Texas. And people do be at, and when people come ask me for it, guess who got some reggae? That DJ got it, his DJ dick. But anyways, the fact of it was, I think last night, because reggae and dancehall has never died. Let's get that clear right now before I can continue that further. But I think last night, that revived it for everybody that was sleeping on reggae and whatnot. That's been like in a cave somewhere, not really rocking with them. That woke them back up and reminded them, when you hear reggae, it is turn-up time. Turn-up, 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 turn-up. And I know I'm using the word turn-up as much as Ray J used on the after show. Was driving this to the word turn-up about 100 times. But that's how I felt when I watched it. It was, like you said, blue. I definitely agree with you. That was one of the turning points that made me say, wow. And Charlie freaking Wilson. Man, that was another reason that made me love the show. There was a lot of other reasons, but that Charlie Wilson, because I knew most of the songs, and like he said, he's the only one who has received the Lifetime Achievement Award, who has current hits out that are and that's hits, not just some current songs out, but current hits. Like they were on the radio, they made it to the charts high. That's what we're talking about. Like, this dude still is relevant because he knows how to connect. Like he said, he does a good job of connecting to the young group and connecting to the older crowd, too, and flawlessly does that. So, and he gave you that in performance. The dude was dipping low. He was doing a hook-up, dipping low with you and whatnot. So, yeah, he was turned up. I liked it. I'm going to say 8.75. That's up in my 8.75. So I know I went there for a while, but I had so much to go on.
I hear that. I do. But I definitely
agree. Are you ready for Terry's commentary, Blue?
Yeah, let's hear your four.
Because we got to hear this why she said 4.5 was really low. And I was not expecting. When I saw your comments, I thought you was going to say like 5. Because she said like, ooh, I've never seen the comments. I wasn't ready for it that low. So I got to hear this. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Because I personally, don't get me wrong, because I loved Charlie Wilson. You did your thing, baby. JT, Justin Timberlake. They was doing their thing. Snoop came out there getting his jig on. I like that. You had some good performances. Sierra, she was straight. I don't know. For some reason, I was expecting her to let loose. You know what I mean? Because I know how we get off of the hearing the song Body Party. Like, girl, what? We could have went on that stage and turned it out. She was, I don't know. It was straight, but I ain't
she played it. She played it safe.
Yeah, she did. She did. But the Jamaican, the reggae, that got me up. You know what I mean? Like, it got me up. But as far as the band, I'm sorry, but first of all, half of the people that showed up, some of y'all stylists need to get fired. Cause just because you got money, you ain't got to wear everything. I mean, come on, French. You got on Giuseppe Zanotti, baby. Like, you worth millions. You have to realize some shit just ain't for you. Like, he just looks so retarded. And then you got J. Cole and a few other people, wearing the same damn shirt. And then, Ace Hood, you talking about some, you woke up in a new Bugatti and shit, and then your bezel fell off on the goddamn red carpet. How did that happen?
Did that not remind you of Meet Me and Watch from Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, Sadie, when I saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you got to be kidding me. But really, I was more disappointed because how they made people look. Usually, it's more of an upscale. You know what I mean? Like so many people dress.
It was more
up.
Upscale this year, in my opinion, it was.
Yeah, I thought like
the guys had their pants up this year. That alone made it more upscale to me.
Yeah, because I'm like, thank God, I didn't have to go there for media because I know I would have had the facial expressions going. Like, it's some stuff I just can't hold. I'd have been like, really, like. I'm just so used to it being like such an exquisite taste. You know what I mean? Because I love fashion. So when you get in here and y'all just showing y'all's butt, like, look at any kind of way. And then, yeah, Nikki, that was just retarded. Because after Nikki got on there and she was getting bleeped out so much, I didn't even want to hear the damn song no more. Because when I saw her, I'm like, okay, all shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, was she about to? And next thing you know, you just hear blah, blah, bleep, 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 bleep. I was just like, damn. Like, y'all don't even want to hear it no more, to be honest. So. And then it just, you know, I was trying to force myself to keep watching it. Like, the Charlie Wilson is just certain things that caught my attention. Other than that, I was flipping on and off. But, yeah, watching the pre-show screwed my mindset up.
Yeah, you watched the pre-show. Yeah, that watch, you said the watch piece. I was like, I had to go die. I was like, what did I say on Twitter? I said, Mimi's watch versus A-Zero's watch. Go. I was going in. And because, I mean, I don't know what was worse, the chicken in Mimi's watch. Or his faceplate fell off of his watch. I don't know what was worse. But no, No, I know one thing we did not mention, because I know y'all had to sit there and had to be laughing. The freaking jacket that 2 Chainz had on. I don't know whose dreads is longer. 2 Chainz dreads or the goddamn jacket he had on. I'm like, what the heck do you have on? Like,
he looked like he was ready to fly away.
And I didn't like Chris Tucker, though, either. I didn't like Chris Tucker for the host at all. Because when he came on there, I'm like, oh, shit, Smokey. You know, like, he about to turn up. He was boring. Anyway,
Definitely was. I was saying the best host they had so far has been Monique.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
So far.
I'm going to agree on that. Because after a while, you know what? Because Steve Harvey and Sharon Tate were good. But then a while, it started turning like Steve Harvey. Dude, you know you coming to this award show that you've been great host, where you know you're going to see a lot of these young artists. You knew what you was getting yourself into, and you want to sit there most of the time bashing a young artist and doing this. Like, that got old. He would do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think their next host, no jokes, I think their next host should be Kevin Hart, because he's a fool.
Because what was Kevin Hart? Was he last year? Kevin Hart was last year. He was pretty good. He was the host last year for that. Oh, he was hip. No, he was the Hip Hop Awards one, I think. That's what it was. Let's Google that.
I think they need to have Kevin Hart be a host. I think he would just turn that into a movie.
Personally,
yeah,
I want Cat Williams to come back. I want Cat Williams to come back, and I'd like to see Cat Williams host, to be honest. I'm not ready. I mean, he's smooth, but Cat Williams, it's things behind it, but that'll always be like my favorite dude. So I just really want Cat Williams to get out there and like turn up. Or I mean, Mike Epps is cool too, but I'd rather have Cat Williams over Mike Epps, to be honest.
Okay, all right. I knew something was like standing out. Samuel Jackson was the host. Samuel Jackson did pretty good last year. He was the host last year.
To be Samuel, yeah, he did smooth. You gotta give him his props.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. What else could we talk about that was just so horrible on that BET Awards? I think everything was just like, it was crazy. But I'm not gonna front. I gotta give R. Kelly. I can't forget about Mr. Patel. But the way he walked off the stage was ridiculous. Oh, I'm done. I gotta go. Like, was that just how you felt about it? Like, you sung your heart out and you was like, oh, that's it. I gotta go. Got people calling me. I got people waiting for me. Like, he was a rap. Like, this is a rap. Gotta go.
Yeah, ASAP kind
of. He's like, let me get out of here. Get ready. You take this money for these after shows. Bye.
Yeah. And a lot of people didn't even peep, like, ASAP Rocky when he got up there. He's like, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting this. And for some reason, I thought he was going to keep talking, you know, but he kind of just stopped at his step, turned around, and walked off, like, from the people and everything, like, with his homeboys. I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
I kind of feel that because you know, it's better to cut yourself off than get cut off.
Yeah, true. So I feel him with that, but it was just so funny because I'm sitting there thinking he was gonna keep talking and he just like stopped. I wasn't expecting that, but shout out to God, my fans. Turned around and walked off. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I wasn't just too fond of it, man. I'm used to the exquisite, and you know, people. You know, we just looking up to those people, like, look at them, like, these are people of power, and, you know, so many people of inspiration. Like, it was just more ignorant. Like, it really showed what's, like, within the music and so much, though. So I guess they was just revealing the real, but, no, I didn't like it.
But the reggae part, though, yeah, I went crazy.
Like I said, I had a neighbor knock on my door.
We gotta go back to you, Blue. We got some more I want to, you know, ask you. You know, as a great wind down here in a bit. Some other stuff as far as is, if you had to say today was the last day, if today was your last day on Earth, and you wanted everybody to remember you for something tomorrow, in the newspapers, you wanted everybody to remember you for something. What would you want it to be? What would you want that headline and that story to be? What would it be the main point you would want everybody to know about Blue Dior?
I would just want people to remember me for the good things, me turning up, me, you know, being a good person, me being a fool. Just remember the me, not the Blue Dior. Remember me as the person you see in the club bugging out, jumping on top of speakers. Remember me as the teacher, as I can say, for my little kids, like somebody who was loving and caring and a very fun person to be around.
Right, yes. Yeah, we get, yeah. I mean, I know if I'm hanging out, we're not going to the East Coast.
Yes, I am definitely one of them party girls you'd be wanting to hit the club with, because you'd be like, what, is that Blue on top of the speaker? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I turned up on Friday. He was, I was playing. I ran around the club. Y'all know how I do it, man. I just don't be caring. Just have fun. People think that they don't call me, so I always turned up for no reason. And I was running around the club with a bottle, pouring it down, having everybody's throats. I was running through the crowd, pouring down their throats. That's how we do.
Yeah. we young. We only live once. Tomorrow's not promised. So I try to live out every day like it's my last.
All right. Can't knock you for that one. Okay, so, all right. I got another one that was deep, 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 my soul. Okay, if you had to pick, one person as far as, I don't know, if there was an artist who you will really, 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 really want to be in a video with and be the feature video girl, who would you pick?
Chris Brown.
All right. Why Chris Brown?
As of right now, he is, I can care less for the hip hop, rah, 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 gang bang, be this, hold this. I can really care less for it. But Chris Brown, actually, his music is more for everybody. It's not just for a certain crowd. It's for the young kids. It's for the older people. So I wouldn't mind being featured in one of his videos, be the main girl in his video. I definitely wouldn't mind that. And his videos seem to always be fun. Never one boy.
Yeah, they always got concepts to them. It's not just, hey, just make a video, bam, shake your butt, shake. You can see them butt shaking, but it'd be butt shaking with a purpose.
Yeah, but most of the rappers are like degrading females. If they're not degrading females, they're talking about guns, weed, drugs, sex. And with that comes a lot of nakedness and nude and just doing all kind of outrageous things in the video. So I prefer to keep it to the R&B side. I would have said Miguel, but I'm scared he's going to, you know, leg drop on me. I'm going to stick to the safe side and just, you know, bang out with Chris Brown.
Okay. I'm rocking rock with that. All right, so, you know, let everybody know as far as how they can keep up with you, your projects you got coming up and whatnot.
This Sunday, if you're in New York, I'm hosting a party in Tropicana, All White Affair. I'm definitely going to be your host. I'm definitely shooting for Ryder Magazine sometime this week. Definitely going to be on another radio show next week out in Jersey. More likely if you want to keep up with what I'm doing, definitely follow me on Instagram
is blue_dior_dior. I post a lot of my events on what's going on up there and everything else, just links to everything, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. It all links to everything else, Facebook. But as of right now, I definitely do have a few things coming up. So I'm just telling everybody, you know, look out for me. I'm definitely about my business when it comes to this modeling career, because I don't want to be one to say, you know, I did everything I can and just gave up. I want to be the, like, I did everything I can and I got where I needed to get. I might not got to where I can be at this point, but I'm still working towards it. You know, I appreciate the support and love from everybody. So, yes, that's definitely what you do. You can follow me on Instagram so you can keep up with Blue Dior.
Yes, and put it this, is, as far as you're a promoter, I'm not the same as Blood for you. If you're a promoter, I really highly suggest that you book her to do an event, because she's not just one of those models that just doing the event and she's just going to show up to the event. Like, she, when I tell you, this woman, that's for the radio show alone, I've seen the work that she's done in promoting it, and she really goes in. So, you want somebody that's going to go in for you, you want to get the most of your money, I'm going to tell you, you need to go ahead and rock with Blue Dior. It is what it is.
I definitely am. I turn up on your parties. I don't get there.
Yeah, she's going to turn up, too. You heard? She said she's going to jump on a speaker. I'm telling you, I'm going to buy $1 million right now and say, let's book Blue Dior all over the world right now.
Like, I'm not one of them girls that you want to book for your show and I'm going to stand there in VIP and drink. I'm definitely going to go hit the dance floor and mingle with everybody. I'm definitely going to enjoy myself and I'm going to make the crowd enjoy themselves. So definitely do. If you're looking for anybody to host your events, definitely hit me up. Like I said, Blue Dior on Instagram.
I give you a hand, because I got to say, you got me turned. I was already so turned up, but you turned me to the next, man.
Yeah.
I'm like excited. She got me ready to come back to like Jersey right now. Like, I'm going to Jersey. I was there last summer. I need to go back to my home now. You got me turned up, man. y'all see a post coming out soon about me coming to Jersey. As y'all gonna know, it was Blue Dior's fault. It was her fault and her fault alone.
blame it on the model. I understand. That worked out for me.
That's the easy way out. Blame it on the model. That's how you do it. Okay, so again, Blue Dior, I wanted to thank you for coming to the show. Starting off the fourth annual Dust Model Month. I just got to go ahead and put out there for all the people. I don't call that, because I hate the word haters. Haters is such a played out word. I like to call them confused supporters. To all the confused supporters that continually say what they want to say and continue to go, oh, well, you're not doing this. And how long have you been doing it? And we've been doing this for a while. We're just gonna let you know that we don't make these numbers up. The numbers are they are. Matter of fact, right now, the show is at 1.96 million listeners, and it ain't just so many people like we said. It's people like Blue Dior. It's people like, of course, my co-host Taylor Lamont. Shout out to Keys the Diva. Shout out to everybody that's been on the show. Has been an integral part of, you know, listening to the show. Shout out to my girl, Junie. She's one of the people that listen. I think Junie's, like, literally listened to almost every show in 2013 alone. 2012, I'm not sure for, I'm not sure they account for that for sure, but I can go to say 2013, I think she listened to every show. So, bigger people like her, everybody listen, man. I really must so appreciate it. Again, because without y'all, it wouldn't be what it is. And
very true.
Blue, I'm definitely glad to chop it up with you on the show. Many blessings come upon you. And that's what it is. Taryn, go ahead and let them know how they can find the show. If they miss today's show, how can they find it?
Okay, you guys can go on blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. Also, you can listen on the TuneIn app, through iTunes. Oh, and Deskbot. There you go. Ooh, got them all.
Damn.
And thanks again for having me, guys. I appreciate it. I enjoyed myself. And I look forward to, you know, let's get to business.
All right,
no problem.
Yeah, we got Lee Q. So, yes, we remind you guys of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode with my girl, Terrell Lamont in the building, my girl, Lou Dior, our special guest, and...
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, man. I'm really excited, y'all. It's just the beginning. Y'all, I hope y'all know that there's 31 days in July. We ain't doing shows all 31 days of July, but we doing shows most of the July. So y'all tune in tomorrow's shows, man. Tomorrow's from 15 off, and we'll have my girl, Jasmine Nicole. She'll be on the show then, or a Wednesday show. My girl, Octavia Smith, who's in the DF dub. It's be crazy, so big ups to her. And then I'm also putting this out there, too, meet and greet. You're the Memphis, Tennessee area. You're around that surrounding area. I need you to be in Memphis, Tennessee from July 4th to the 6th because we're going to be there turning up. It's going to be a meet and greet, your boy, Teddy J. It is what it is, man. It's going to get crazy all month long.
Get ready.
I'm
ready,
done,
people.
Man. I'm done. All right.
Ain't
so
worry about that.
Let's get it. I ain't worried about none. Worry. All right, we got. All right, y'all.
Yeah,
peace,
y'all.
Man. Appreciate y'all.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you again.
Everybody.